Okay, good morning. Nasa section tayo ng ating pag-aaral ng Christian holiness doon sa tinatawag na mortification, which really means killing sin, yung tumigil ang isang particular na kasalanan sa iyong buhay. At para magawa yan ay kinakailangang linangin ang kabaligtarang biyaya. So they always exist in pairs of opposites, sin and grace. Kaya nakalagay rin ay mortification and cultivation. We studied the last few Sundays the issue of pride, the sin of pride. At sinabi nga natin, this is thinking ng maraming Christian writers, this is the sin of sins. It never comes alone. Pride always comes in clusters. Laging may mga kasamang kasalanan. At tiningnan natin ang iba't ibang anyo ng kasalanan, the various phases of pride. And we saw first the show of pride, ang mapaghambog. Gusto niyang ipagmalaki ang kanyang pagkatao, whether achievement, appearance, or whatever. And sinasabi nga na a haughty spirit comes before a fall. Yan ang boasting na pinakaalam nating klase ng pride. And then the second one is the I and me pride, which is conceit. Ito yung tao na hindi niya makita ang anumang bagay maliban sa patungkol sa kanyang sarili. Everything is measured by self. So this is conceit. Kung lahat na lang ay patungkol sa iyong sarili at nakikita sa pananalita na patungkol din lagi sa sarili, eh yan ang conceit na dapat rin nating tingnan na isang uri ng pride. And then we also looked at the kind of pride which is self-confidence. Now, I said that confidence in the abilities that God gave you as gifts of God is not wrong. Receiving honors from men for what you have been able to accomplish, also that is not pride necessarily. But pride of arrogance is that which rests confidence in self. Yung nasa sarili mo sa halip na trust in the Lord. And then, the kind of pride which is stubborn, never wrong. Kagaya ni Pharaoh na kinailangan humantong sa 10th plague ng killing of the firstborn of Egypt before nakinig siya, na naspersa ng Egypt kung agad siyang nakinig sa mga mensahe ni Moises, pero nagmatigas siya, and that's pride. The person who does not want to be corrected, the person who insists on something even if you show the evidences of error, ayan ang stubbornness. And then the last form of pride is holier than thou pride, which is self-righteousness. Yung magmamalaki sa kanyang standing with God, at ang result ay mapanghamak sa iba. Sa iba na maaring ibang paniniwala, yan ay uri pa rin ng pride, bagamat it uses the garb of religion and spirituality, it is still pride. So ito ang pride, and all of us struggle with this. No one can say that he is totally he has totally removed pride from his heart. Once he says that, he's already guilty of pride. So kaya yan ang patuloy na magiging struggle natin. So tiningnan natin yung mortification side, titingnan natin ngayon ay ang cultivation side. You cannot mortify pride unless you cultivate the opposite grace of humility. And as I said before, no one definition can totally cover all that pride is. Eh, ganun din ang humility. No one definition can cover what pride, what humility is. Sinabi ni Augustine, humility is the foundation of all the other virtues. Hence, in the soul in which this virtue does not exist, there cannot be any other virtue except in mere appearance. So matindi ang pagkakasabi niya rin, kagaya rin ng pride. Kinakailangan ng humility in order to develop other graces as well. So we can say in opposition to pride, I gave the common denominator of all pride, not a single definition, but a common denominator of all pride is occupation with self as center. So opposite to that, I will describe humility as a common denominator, that is occupation with God on the center. Hindi sa hindi mo iniisip ang sarili mo, but you occupy yourself with God on the center of all your consciousness, all your considerations, while you think of yourself in terms of ability, in terms of interests and ambitions. You have all those considerations are to be centered on God. And that, I think, is the common denominator of humility. So, understanding humility, kung God ang occupation ng isang person who is humble, well, the first thing about humility is that it is lowliness. Because God is exalted. You cannot have God occupying the center of your life and then put yourself as someone big. You have to be lowly, which means that you have a low estimation of yourself in relation to God. So, ayan ang sabi ng Genesis. When Abraham had a vision of God pertaining to Sodom, pansinin niyo yung language ni Abraham, "Now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord, although I am but dust and ashes." And then sa kanya hiniling yung possibility to spare Sodom. But the point is the attitude, the disposition of Abraham na parang this is doing too much when I am in the presence of the Lord. Because the Lord is so exalted, he felt so lowly, and it was very daring to even ask of the Lord. And yet he did. But that's the lowly attitude. Kung makikinig ka ngayon minsan sa mga nagpapatotoo ng kanilang relasyon sa Panginoon, parang napaka alos na saka ng kamay na sila ng Panginoon. Parang body nila. Kung makipag-usap sila sa Panginoon, and there are those who will even claim to be prayer warriors na ang ibig nilang sabihin, anumang ipag-pray nila, ibibigay ng Panginoon. That is so proud. And instead of that attitude, the humble person, because he is occupied with God and God is exalted, then he must assume a lowly position. And then the second thing, if we are occupied with God because God is holy in relation to us as sinners, humility takes the form of unworthiness. That you are not deserving. Whatever it is you may possess in terms of abilities, advantages, be thankful to the Lord, but dapat may kasama lagi na, "I don't deserve this." Yung iba, pag nagkaroon sila ng advantage or honor, ang attitude nila ay, "Sino pa ba? Ako talaga dang deserving sa ganun." That kind of attitude is again very proud. The humble person is sensible of his unworthiness. Ang sabi ng ni Job, after the series of arguments between Job and his friends, and then God finally spoke. And after confronting Job, he asked Job, and Job's reply was, "I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth." So the sense of his sinfulness has filled Job. And when one is sensible of his sinfulness, in contrast to the holiness of God, what else can you feel but undeserving, unworthy? At yan ang magkasamang spirit ng talagang may kababaang loob. He feels lowly, he feels unworthy of his position in relation to God. At ang humility and pride, magkakaroon niya ng iba't ibang mga mukha sa ating lipunan. Oh, mamaya ay maghaharap ang dalawang ito. Sino ang humble, sino ang proud. Baka parehong proud, ano. Pero si Thurman, ang panayang daldal na sabi niya sa isang interview, "I will make Pacquiao become a full-time senator." Sabihin, iiwanan na niya ang boxing. Pacquiao at least is unassuming. But you see these faces in all forms, in all areas of life. Hindi lang sa sports, sa inyong work siguro, there's the face of pride, there is the face of lowliness, of humility. Let us seek to be the person who is humble and not proud. So yan ang ibig sabihin ng humility in terms of lowliness, in terms of unworthiness, because you are occupied with God. So we are defining humility in relation to God. Hindi natin dinidefine in relation to fellow men. Pag ikaw ay nag-compare, magsisimula na ang pride doon. We compare ourselves to God, and when we compare ourselves to God, magiging mababang loob ka dahil napakataas ng Diyos. At mas mararamdaman mo na wala kang karapatan dahil makasalanan ka, samantalang ang Diyos ay napakabanal. So that is what humility is. Now, in understanding humility, we need to understand that this is quite opposite in the culture. Sa Greek culture noon, where the New Testament, when the New Testament was written, humility was regarded as weakness, and pride was honorable. So, ganyan ang opposite na paniniwala. Ito ang paniniwala ni Aristotle. Si Aristotle ang nagsabi sa kanyang Ethics na pride is honorable and weakness or humility is a personal weakness. Kaya hindi nila ini-encourage na maging humble ang isang tao, salip ay magpaka-proud sila sapagkat yan lang ang paraan para maging lamang ka sa lipunan. And this is not only Greek culture, this is also encouraged by modern philosophers such as Friedrich Nietzsche, a German philosopher, a proponent of the God is dead theology, na hindi na raw kailangan ang Diyos sapagkat ang tao, sa isa niyang sulat, sinabi niya ay Superman. Again, in his understanding, pride is honorable, humility is weakness. Now, in our present society, people may pay lip service to humility. But in reality, pride is celebrated. People, society, our culture celebrates pride. Kapag kumandidato ka, sinong ihahalal mo ay yung maglilista ng lahat yung mga achievements, parang kinakailangan maging mayabang para makilala ka sa lipunan. And so this is the same thing. And therefore, the Christian needs to be a counterculture when it comes to this culture in our society that celebrates pride and that frowns on humility, although it pays lip service to humility. So ito ang makikita natin na kalaban natin sa pagdevelop ng humility. Now, one explanation that is very important, humility is not personality. May iba-ibang personality na inakala ng marami ay yun ang humble. Sometimes we associate this with timidity. Timidity, mahiyain, ay hindi ko mat mahiyain ay humble siya, or diffidence, yung alanganin, or inferiority complex, mababa ang tingin sa sarili. Again, we have already seen that in pride, that is not humility. Charles Spurgeon said, underrating oneself is not humility. Yung alam mong ikaw ay may kakayahan, pero ayaw mong gamitin ang kakayahan at iniisip po na walang kwenta, that's not humility. That is denying the ability that God has given to you. So one thing that we must understand is that humility is not about personality. Meron tayong personality, meron tayong temperament, magkakaiba-iba, but humility can be expressed and developed in whatever personality one has. Now, mag-iiba-iba ang kanilang struggles, but any personality you have, you can be humble by the grace of God. Kung tingnan nyo ang long table na yan, ay sari-saring personality ang nire-represent sa isang brotherhood namin. Andyan yung mga iba't ibang klase ng temperament. But all of that ay kayang mag-develop ng humility. Kung tingnan lang natin yung unang pair, si Ben. Di ba, si Ben ay masayahin na mahiyain. Tama ba yun? Si Nestor. Hindi bali na lang. So, iba-ibang personality, iba-ibang temperament, pero we can express humility in whatever personality the Lord has given to us from birth. Humility is a grace character. Character yan. hindi personalidad. And Colossians 3 verse 12, inihanay ito sa iba't ibang karakter. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So like the rest of the characters mentioned here, so is humility. Humility is a character that we can develop. So, ang tingnan natin ay, how then do we cultivate humility? Well, to cultivate humility, especially we are talking of Christian humility, there are doctrines that are essential. Kung wala kang ganitong doktrina, napakahirap na ikaw ay tunay na magpakababang loob. And three doctrines ang gusto kong i-mention. Una, ay you must believe in creation. Because that's the source of your personhood. Kaya ka tao ay dahil nilalang ka ng Diyos. Kung si Adan at Eva nilalang sa direct molding by God, we are created by procreation, by reproduction. But the same words used of the creation of Adam and Eve are exactly the same words used of how God created us. By different means, but we are still creatures of God. At kapag yan ang iniisip mo na ikaw ay nilalang ng Diyos, ay ito ang magsisilbi na tindigan ng iyong katayuan. Hindi ako narito dahil sa sarili ko, dahil lang sa mga magulang ko. I don't owe what I am simply to my genetic makeup, but it is because God willed my existence. This is what Revelation 4:11 says. Worthy are you and Lord, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Any other theories of cosmogony, that is, theory of origins, any other theories only serve the pride of man. Kung evolution, then product tayo ng survival of the fittest. We are human beings because we are the fittest of all species. And that's pride. And any other cosmogony will give you pride rather than humility. So creation is very important for humility. Think of your creatureliness. You are willed by God to existence in order to live for Him. You are not living in a purposeless existence. You were willed to exist by the will of God. Therefore, there is a purpose for your life, and the purpose is not simply your happiness. The purpose is not simply that people may admire you. The purpose is that through you, God may be glorified. God may be admired. So ito yung dahilan why I am very strongly against any compromise of the doctrine of creation. This is sadly the case going on among evangelicals, dahil sa kagustuhan nilang makibagay sa scientific community, eh bumibigay sila sa doctrine of creation. Pero anumang theory i-develop nila on creation that will somehow accommodate evolution, evolutionists will not accept it. And pure creationists will not accept it. Eh, kaya nasa middle sila na lalong rejected sa pag-asa nilang ma-accommodate. So we don't believe those compromises of creation, and creation is necessary in order that you may truly see, makita mo saan ka dapat nakatayo bilang nilalang at niloob ng Diyos na mabuhay. Then, of course, depravity, the doctrine of human sinfulness, the fall. We are sinners because of Adam, our representative, but not only that, we are sinners because of our own sins. So, nag-combine sila. Adamic origin, my own personal sins, and these two make me the depraved human being that I am. Ay, anong maipagmamalaki ng isang depraved, ng isang masama? And again, it is calculated to make us humble. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's our status. Sa natural nating standing, it is because of our sinfulness. May mga nag-i-insist, why should Adam represent me? Why can I not live for myself? I'll make a better job. Hindi mo alam ang sinasabi mo. Pag sinabi mong, I let me represent myself, alam mong ibig sabihin noon, one sin and you're done. You're lost forever. Your only hope is representation. And we are represented by Adam, but there is now another Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, to represent new humanity. Yun may pag-asa tayo through representation. Pero kung sabihin mo, ayokong may mag-represent sa akin, ikaw ang talo. It is in the wisdom of God that He deals with mankind through representation. So, tanggapin natin ito, our depravity, and then, for Christians, of course, the doctrine of redemption, that there is salvation in Christ. But that means, whatever standing I have got, it is only because of Jesus Christ. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So, yan ang malagi nating isipin. Yan tatlong doktrina na yan. My origin, God created me. My standing, I'm a fallen sinner. My status before God, in Christ, justified, accepted in the Beloved. Whatever it is we have, it is because of the grace of God. Pag wala ka nitong ganitong doktrina, it is impossible for you to develop any real humility. We need these doctrines and we need to periodically reflect, meditate on them, and let them sink into our hearts na mag-develop ng humility sa atin. And then, from these doctrines, the scriptures, the New Testament, advances the example of Jesus for humility. At yun ang inawit natin kanina, the man, Christ Jesus, yung kanyang pagpapakababang loob at malimit na ipinipresenta siya sa bagong tipan sa kanyang kababaang loob. Think, for example, of the motion of incarnation. This is God in eternity, in all His glory, suddenly taking upon Himself a very lowly status. At yan ang pamanhik ni Paul bilang example. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though He was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Ang ginagawa dito ni Paul, pinapakita na talagang yung pinakamababa ang pinili, tinanggap ng Panginoon. Imagine, I am God. Now, there is the only opportunity to save sinners is for me to become man. Ay maaaring sabihin niya, all right, I'll become man. But let me be man that I deserve, a king. But no, instead, man, a servant. And not only that, you will die. And then, pwede rin niya sabihin, okay, I'll die, but let me die a hero's death. But again, no, it's the lowest kind of death, death of the cross. So in every instance, Paul is showing how humble the Lord Jesus was in order to save us. And now the exhortation is, let this mind be in you. Ito ang mind ng Panginoon. Let this be in you. And then the other instance where His example is insisted upon is during the foot washing. When He washed the disciples' feet, ibinigay niya ang kanyang utos, you call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. You know, the foot washing, hindi na natin ginagawa yan ngayon. Foot washing was done in those days of dusty roads. When a guest comes to the house, the first thing that the owner of the house to do will do is ask one of his servants, isa sa mga alipin na hugasan ng paa ng bisita. Kaya gawain ito ng isang servant. hindi gagawin ng isang owner mismo na siya ang mag-wash ng feet ng guests, maliban na kung dumating ay king or mataas na tao. So, when Jesus washed his disciples' feet, you can see yung surprise nila. But the point is, that means you should be willing to serve one another in the position of a servant. May gawin ka para sa kanya na menial, maari sa tingin ng tao, pero you do it for a brother, a sister, or a fellow man. That's servanthood. And it takes lowliness to do that. So the example of Jesus is something we can think about as in order to develop humility. Anong iniiwasan mong gawin kasi parang nabababaan ka? Ganito ang posisyon ko sa opisina, boss ako doon, tapos ba't ko gagawin yan sa iglesia? Yung ganyang pag-iisip, tanggalin natin, tingnan mo ang ginawa ni Jesus. The Lord became the servant. And then, finally, disciplines necessary in order that we may develop humility. The first and very important is daily confession of sin. I say daily. Iyan ang sinabi ng Panginoon sa tinuro niyang panalangin, the Lord's Prayer, kasabay o kasunod ng give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. No, the fact that the prayer is give us this day our daily bread, it means it is a daily prayer. Which means what follows it is also a daily prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Yan ang pumuputol ng kasalanan. Kung tayo nagkakasala, yan ang sinabi ng 1 John 3:9, he who is not born of God continues to sin. Hindi niya pinuputol. Ang pumuputol ng pagkakasala ay kapag iyong pinagsisihan at ipinahayag sa Diyos at inihingi ng tawad. So when you do this, you have a daily reminder that you're a sinner. And daily reminder that you're a sinner develops the sense of unworthiness. So we must practice this. Nabanggit na natin to in a previous lesson. And then, deference to others. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should not look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of the others. Well, deference does not mean that you really consider him better in an ability that you know you're better. If you know you're better speaker, and then iniisip mo na susundin ko yung verse na ito, so I'll let this other brother who cannot speak in public to speak for me. Maling understanding yun ng text. Ang sinasabi riyan ay isipin mo ang ikabubuti rather sa iyong ikabubuti. Isipin mo na maglilingkod ka sa kanya kesa maglilingkod siya sa iyo. And again, isn't that what Jesus said? Mark 10:45, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give my life as a ransom for many. So deference to others means you are willing to serve another without waiting for him to serve you. Again, acknowledging the abilities God gave you is not pride. It is in fact humility to accept your abilities as God-given. Eh, pero kung ipaghahambog mo lang ang abilities mo without occupation with God, that's pride. But humility is accepting that God has given you abilities and then you seek to develop those abilities. So I know the abilities God gave me as a preacher. I also know where the difficulties lie. I admit both where the abilities are and where some disabilities exist. And I need to develop. So with you. And we are not talking there of pride. We're talking of accepting what God has given to us. But in connection to serving others, be more willing to serve others than wait for others to serve you. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng deference. And then, finally, there is what the Puritans called Valley of Humiliation. Ang expression na yun ay galing sa Pilgrim's Progress. There is that part where Christian, the main character, had an encounter with Apollyon. At siya'y binagsak. At tinutukoy niyan ang mga humbling experiences na pinagdaraanan natin. There are humbling experiences na nakikita mo ang helplessness mo o nakikita mo na yung kakulangan mo o siguro may inaasahan kang magiging magaling ang performance mo and then suddenly a flop. Those are humbling experiences. And they are meant not to destroy you. They are meant to develop humility in you. So learn the lessons of humility from your humbling experiences. Kapag merong ganun, recognize it as a lesson tool from God. And develop humility. Accept it. All of us experience those humbling experiences. And Daniel, na ginamit kong example si Nebuchadnezzar nang siya'y magyabang tungkol sa kanyang na buong Babylon at siya'y naging parang hayop. Pero nang siya'y maulian, he humbled himself and said, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven and my reason returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored Him who lives forever. For His dominion is an everlasting dominion, etc. So natuto siya doon sa humbling experience na pinagdaanan sa kanya. Ang nakalulungkot ay yung nilagay ka sa humbling experience. Pagkatapos ng humbling experience, ang conclusion mo, sabi ko na kayang-kaya ko yun. Lalo ka naging proud. Samantalang the point of the humbling experience is for you to learn humility. So these are the disciplines now necessary to develop humility. Again, understand the importance of humility. In the words of John Owen, the person who understands the evil in his own heart is the only person who is useful, fruitful, and solid in his beliefs and obedience. Others only delude themselves and thus upset families, churches, and all other relationships. In their self-pride and judgment of others, they show great inconsistency. Nakakasira sa isang sangbahayan, sa iglesia, kung ang sino man ay magpanatili ng kapalaluan sa halip na kababaang loob. So that final challenge from the Lord Jesus Himself, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. It means, wait for the Lord to exalt you and not to insist yourself. There will be times the Lord will exalt you in your field, career, vocation, but wait upon the Lord, not by pride that you insist on exaltation. So, kabaligtaran ng pride ay humility. You will not mortify pride unless you cultivate humility. Any question? Any thoughts? Hi.
Pastor, tatanong ko lang yung sa mga popes. Tanda ko kasi noong when I was in elementary, Pope Paul VI, ang tinuturo sa amin is noon daw nagpunta sa Pilipinas, ang kanyang kwarto ay simple-simple lang. Ang higaan niya ay walang bongga. Then ito si Pope Francis, naka-televise pa na hinuhugasan yung paa, hinahalikan yung paa. Yun yung first question ko. Is that really humility? O lalong nagyayabang dahil pinapakita niyang humble siya? O talaga ba silang humble or what? And then second is, yung bang nagsasabi, Pastor, na pag sinabi niyang modesty aside, o kaya hindi naman siya nagbubuhat ng sariling bangko, pero ano ba, signal na magyayabang, o kahit totoo ba sa sarili mo, you're really humble, o paano mo sasabihin na humble way, yung bang pag sinabing hindi naman siya nagbubuhat ng sariling bangko, tsaka modesty aside, yung ba ay mga maling terms?
First, yeah. First dun sa Pope, Let us impute sincerity sa kanila. They are sincere in what they are doing, and perhaps really meron silang sense of privilege na sila'y napiling Pope. But no, it's not humility Because together or inherent in the papacy are claims. Claims that I can only describe as demonic pride. Claim of being the vicar of Christ. That's pride. Claim of being the chief, the high priest of the Roman Catholic Church. That's pride. And so many other things they do, which simply are pride. Sila'y niluluhuran, hinahalikan ng kanilang sing-sing, at marami pang iba. They're sincere, I'd like to believe that. But humble in the Christian sense, no. At kung maghuhugas ka ng paa na nakatelevise, ay hindi ko matatawag na humility ang ganun. Now, modesty aside, on rare occasions we say that in order to make a point, nothing wrong. Kung gusto kang i-point out na may ginawa ang Panginoon sa iyo na maaring maka-encourage sa iba at sarili mo ang magiging illustration, nothing wrong with that. We see that done even by characters of the Bible. Pero kung maya't maya, maririnig mo ay modesty aside, hindi sa ako'y nagbubuhat ng sariling bangko. At pag palagi mo naririnig yung gusto mong hampasin ng bangko. dapat on rare occasions and far between. And only when necessary to make a point. But not as a habit. Other questions or thoughts? Ate Emma.
One of the commands I'm always puzzled with, and now that we take up humility, is the one in Luke 6. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. So is it really a sign of humility when you let people run over you, even if you think you are in the right? Is it a sign of humility?
May nagsabi na if you're struck on one cheek, turn your the other cheek also kasi bumubuelo ka na raw. ang ibig sabihin po noon ay katulad din ng sinabi ni Paul sa 1 Corinthians 6 na instead na magdemandahan kayo mga Kristiyano, suffer yourself to be defrauded. Masayaan mo nang malamangan ka. Kaysa i-kompromiso mo ang pangalan ng Panginoon. So, rather than retaliate, that's the point sa Sermon on the Mount, rather than retaliate, allow yourself to be the victim, but that does not mean that you have no recourse to ways of vindication, because Apostle Paul did. Nung siya ay ikinulong sa Philippi in Acts 16, at pawawala na lang sana siya, sinabi niya, I'm a Roman citizen. And we were treated unjustly as Roman citizens. Ginamit rin niya iyon sa ikalawang pagkakataon when he appealed to Caesar. So hindi siya pwedeng galawin dahil it was the right of Roman citizens to appeal to Caesar, appeal to Rome. Kapag nag-appeal sila, it's a formal appeal. Pag nag-appeal sila, ay hindi sila pwedeng galawin ng mga local communities. Talagang dadalhin sila sa Rome. Yun ang naging daan para madala si Paul sa Rome. So, in other words, Paul used his rights in order to overcome injustice. So, we can do that, especially when it is unbelievers who are treating us unjustly. But at the same time, my spirit na para wag nang mamansahan ang pangalan ng Panginoon, magpalamang ka na lang. Mayla.
Pastor, how do you see this applied sa mga family in terms ng inheritance? Kasi may mga nakikita rin tayo na parang mga Kristiyano, pero pag dumating na sa ganitong sitwasyon na pag-uusapan ng inheritance, ay gusto nilang maging just and fair. Advisable ba and applicable yung ating pinag-aaralan dito na, for example, Kristiyano ka, kung pwede mo na lang sabihin na hindi na lang ako kukuha kung nagiging issue lang yan or something like that.
Yeah, magandang example yan. Did you know, a lawyer once told me that the biggest clog in the litigation process ay inheritance conflicts. Mga magkakapatid na nag-aaway, nagkakademandahan, yun daw ang pinakamalaking bara sa proseso ng mga korte. So I believe in this case, we can apply what we have been, what I said kanina, na kung magiging dahilan ng away-away ng mga kapatid, it's just an earthly inheritance. We have a heavenly inheritance. So if it will mean conflict that is so magulo, yeah, I really, not that I will inherit any, but if that happens to me, I can let go an earthly inheritance if it is at the expense ng unity ng family, unity ng mga magkakapatid. Other questions? Meron pa? Pride or humility? Lynn?
Sa konsepto ng koinonia na we influence one another, and hindi lang influence one another, kundi help one another develop the graces. Can we, develop or trigger pride on the one hand, and on the other hand, I help cultivate humility. Yan, sa koinonia ng helping one another.
Well, following the section on mortification, cultivation, at medyo ilang mga 2 months pa to, but following that section, we will deal with means of grace. Hindi nawawala ang means of grace sa cultivation and mortification, and we will deal with the church as a means of grace. Napakahalaga nun. Ang walang grace na madedevelop tayo in solitude. Every grace. Halimbawa, itong humility. How can you develop humility outside of relation with brethren? Doon masusubok ang ating humility. Kaya yung exhortation to have the mind of Christ in Philippians 2 is in the context of relation of brethren. So doon nakukultivate ang humility, doon na mamortify ang pride. Meron tayong personal responsibilities and very important yun. But napakahalaga ng context ng church as means of grace, because all graces have their corporate component. Merong personal component, but merong corporate component lahat ng biyaya. Love, yung paano ka magkala-love na nag-iisa ka, you're in solitude. Love is challenged when you're face to face with someone which is a challenge to love. Yun ang masusubok ang love. Go ahead.
Follow up doon, which means we cannot be, to use the word, careless about how we like commend the way. Kasi yun nga, in that sense.
Careless na?
Careless sa sasabihin natin sa isang kapatid, matters ng kunyari, yun nga, na may na-achieve siya on the one hand, or yun nga, since we can trigger pride. On the other hand, yun nga, kung paano din natin siya matulungan na even in the face of that achievement ay mananatili o madidirect yung kanyang isip.
I've said already there is a place for honoring people who have achieved something and they accept it in humility, acknowledging God. There is a place for that, and we see that in the scriptures. But then, sinabi ko rin noon pa na mag-ingat ka doon sa mga those who praise lavishly, na to the point of flattery. Now, one of the sins we will be dealing with in this section of mortification, cultivation, are sins of the tongue. We will see how that is in place doon sa sin of the tongue, kasama na yung flattery. And there should be no place for flattery in due honor given in the church. Other thoughts? Glenn?
Maraming general thinking ay pag tahimik ka, hindi ka magsasalita, yun ang humble, ang nakita na, masyadong humble siya, tahimik siya, but actually hindi, nandun yung pride na, pride niyang baka magkamali siyang magsalita, o kaya mga ganon. So, yun ang dapat na tanggalin natin, which yun din ang aking tendency, parang hindi mo, but I think isa sa mga humility, you have to speak, but at the same time, you make yourself vulnerable. What I mean, you make yourself vulnerable na you are ready na atikihin ka, at the same time, tatanggapin mo yon. You make yourself, na hindi ka all-knowing, hindi ka alam mo lahat, but pag kinurek ka, eh, alam mong na a-accept mo siya. Kasi yun ang makikita lang. Itong tao na ito, doon ako makaka-judge na isang tao, ay humble siya. Kasi nagsasalita siya, pero pag kinokorek siya, ay na-accept niya yon at na-de-depend niya kung talo talaga siya ay na-accept niya.
So, that's correct. Yun nga ang point na hindi personality ang humility. A person may be timid, mahiyain, ayaw magsalita. That does not mean he is humble. And when you exercise your ability even though it may be talagang well-honed, yet, still not perfect, therefore, yung sinasabi ni Glenn na vulnerable, it can be polished, it can be corrected, at maaring iwasto, di ba? Kahit ka pa national academician ay pwedeng iwasto dahil you have not attained to the perfection of ability or knowledge. There's always place for improvement. Any last thoughts? So sana isipin natin ito sa ang area na madedevelop mo pa ang iyong humility in terms of lowliness, in terms of unworthiness, and it always takes God in order to develop that. You cannot be in comparison to others. You must always see yourself under God in order to be lowly, in order to have the sense of unworthiness. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, aming mahabaging Ama, nagpapasalamat kami na mapag-aralan namin ang isang napakahalagang biyaya na katangian ng isang Kristiyano, ang kababaang loob. At ito ay mangyayari lamang na malinang namin kung ilalagay namin ang aming sarili na ang Diyos ang sentro sa aming pag-iisip, kabaligtaran ng kapalaluan na ang sarili ang inilalagay sa sentro. Tulungan mo, Panginoon, na palalim pa namin ang aming kababaan sa iyong harapan at ang pag-amin na dahil kami mga makasalanan, wala kaming anumang karapatan. Father, we pray that we may truly develop humility as we think of what we are by existence is by your creation and we are depraved sinners because of Adam and because of our own sins. And yet, in Christ, there is redemption. Whatever it is that we stand before you, it is only because of our Lord and Savior. We cannot boast of anything of ourselves. And we pray that we may focus our eyes on Jesus as our example, for he humbled himself. And in washing the feet of his disciples, taught us an example how we should also be willing servants to others. And grant, Father, that we may exercise the disciplines of developing humility in terms of daily confession of sin, in our deference to others, and during those times that you bring us to humbling experiences. Help us to learn the lesson. Father, make us humble people. But as the nature of humility is, it is never self-proclaiming. So grant that we may develop it according to the graces available to us in Christ Jesus. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.